Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, your neighborhood psychopath. That's right. Jamie Kennedy here. Look, I have a lot of pods. I shot or a few. I have a lot I'm going to do. And I'm going to be doing a lot of solos because people seem to like that. But the best pods are when I'm really just emotionally visceral reacting to something. I see something in the world and it comes through me, my system, and it activates my senses, my brain, my senses of smell, taste, emotions. So I got to do this. I don't know what I'm going to keep in this fucking pod, but I'm going to be as real. I'm going to be as uncensored as I can. I'm at the point right now where I don't know if I can play ball anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm at the point where I believe we're going to have two societies. We're going to have vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. And I think it's going to be very unfortunate. And I can't even say that fucking word. Shouldn't that make you think that you can't say it? Because apparently anyone who mentions anything about it is a person that's giving false information. You realize that? I know a lot of people with the V, and I know a lot of people without the V, and I know a lot of people that don't fuck with either. Actually, it's more people with the V that don't fuck with the un-V, but a lot of the V people I know or don't care if people are un-V'd. But here's the deal. You know, there are some people who are like adamant that you don't get it and like don't want to see somebody that has it. Well, that's, you know, a little intense. But fuck all that. Here's what I want to tell you is that we are in insane time. There's going to be two societies. And I just don't know. I'm at the point right now. I don't know if I can play ball anymore, meaning I don't know if I can keep my mouth shut. You think I've been talking, but I really haven't. Like, I've tried to navigate this road of, like, you know, people get an idea of how I really feel, but not alienating too many people. And it's just, like, it's getting crazy, you know. So you got different types of people in the world. I don't know, 2, 3, 4, let's say 3, right? You got people that are pro-Vizzle. You got people that are not for the Vizzle, but they're, you know, some people are anti, but then there's other people that just aren't feeling this one, and I'll get into that. And then there's people that have a lot of these beliefs, but don't say anything because they don't want to fuck their money up. And then there's a lot of other people that are duplicitous, but not really, but that are lying. That's the first thing I want to tell you. Do you know how many people are lying about actually having it? A fuck ton. Ask me why. No, but ask me why. Why? You think I know? Do you know how many people are fucking getting fake documents? A fuck ton. Ask me why. You think I could? Doesn't fucking behoove me to be blunt with you and my honest truth. Doesn't behoove me at all. Look at these fucking animals out here. No conversations, no calm collective thought processes, just fucking judgment and insanity and fucking name calling. And look at these fucking animals, man. supposedly the good ones. They're fucking psychopaths, man. They have no, there's no gray. It's all black and white. So I can make my life very easy and just fucking shut up. Or I can make my life very easy and fucking play games. You know what I'm talking about? Like, my show is called The Jamie Cannon Experiment. Do you think I know how to fucking play games? Seriously, hold on. Let me ask you that again. Do you think I know how to fucking play games? Do you think I know how to maneuver systems? And this isn't for the people that are out of touch and, like, leave mean comments and stuff like that. Because they're just, they don't even know their own name. I don't get mad at them. These are for, like, the actual, like, people that are also successful but are, like, crazy blinded by this, you know. First of all, people are like, people got to get the V so life goes back to normal. That's done. That's done. Again, it's my opinion. Randy Quaid's fucking lost nephew over here. Who I did a movie with him, by the way, early in my career. He's a fucking fantastic person. His wife is fantastic. They're sweet. Randy is a wonderful guy, maybe an eccentric artist, but nothing too crazy. So you can judge him all you want. You never met the guy. You never worked with the guy. Okay? I have. And then if you look at his lineage of who he's worked with in Hollywood, it's everyone you would like to blow. The guy's resume is insane. Okay? So that's people painting a crazy picture of him. And I'm only using him as an example because, unfortunately, because he has a beard and he fucking moved to Canada because he felt a lot of weird shit, he fucking is being judged. But that's okay. You're not going back to normal. The vid is here. The vid is here. It's just going to be strain after strain after strain after variant. I am not a scientist. I cannot tell you why it is. I have my opinions why. Some people think it's because of the unveed, but this is not. No, there's so much evidence saying that's not the case. There is so much evidence. Forget all that. Forget all that. Your life will never be the same. It just won't. But it could be. If we were completely forthright with transparency. And that's the thing that I just don't understand is that I do understand, but like this whole process hasn't been 100% transparent. There's been a lot of fuckery. That's why people like me are fucking like, yo, there's something off here. That's it. Here's the first example. Show all those videos every night when you show all the James Corden doing a dance, talking to you about the Vizzle. Show the same video of a chick in fucking England in a hospital. I'm sorry. Show that. So the fact that you're not showing that and that's being suppressed, I'm already suspicious. I don't know. Fucking baby 101 logic? Baby 101. Well, that's not that much. Bullshit. Tell that to that lady's fucking spine. Well, sometimes side effects. Tell that to that lady's fucking hearing. Do you know how many videos there are in so many other places on the web that show tons of shit? Are they all? Oh, they're all fake. They're all disinformation. They're all loony, toony, boony, woonies. Yeah, okay. Are some? Of course. Of course. But are there some positive videos being put that are fake? Of course. Start saying that. The fucking positive side is not infallible. Just like the fucking psycho, just like the fucking bad side is not all fucking negative. Do you understand? Let's repeat that. The positive side is not beyond reproach. Just like the non-people negative side is not beyond. They're not just disposable, okay? So this is for the people, this is only for the people that fuck with me. And there's a lot of you. And then there's a lot of you that will when you take your ego and all the bullshit out of it. You fuck with a guy that's traveled the world. Fuck with the guy that's done a lot of things. Fuck with the guy that's made money, that's lost money, that had regular jobs and fucking became a star, did all this shit, had ups, downs, whatever the fuck you want to call me. This video is for you people, okay? I have no reason to do this video other than I'm fucking... inside of me, I cannot stand hypocrisy. It eats at my fucking taint. I can't do it, man. And I've buried a lot of myself to become successful in Hollywood. Maybe I would have been more successful. Maybe I will be now. I don't know. Or maybe I hurt myself because I did. Because I played the game. But there's so much fucking bullshit in the world. But I just, you know, I'm working in Hollywood, you know. Just so much. So much in all aspects of it. All forms of music. All forms of fucking the arts. Acting, singing, fucking music, comedy, rap, whatever it is. There's all bullshit throughout it, right? There's also great stuff, but there's bullshit, okay? So I'm at the point where do I just start saying stuff that's going to kick me off the nipple? But I just think that nipple is getting just sucked dry. And I see people just hanging on as these shills. And it's like... And even these tech giants are coming in who are supposed to be these disruptors, and they're just continuing the fucking charade where I'm like, you're so good. Like, why are you like, where was your independent thought? So what am I talking about? I'm just talking about like, I'm just going to fucking react to Sean Penn on CNN. This is what sprung this. It sprung this a lot with a lot of things, but I'm going to react. I don't know Sean Penn. I am a humongous fan of his work. I know nothing about him. I think he's one of the greatest to ever do it. I hate having to, I don't know. I don't know if I'll put this video out or I don't know how I'll edit it. I just hit a crossroads like right now as I'm watching it. I'm like, do I really want to clap back here? Like, this is one of the goats. Like, who am I? Like, on the pecking order, it ain't good for me to do this. I feel that. I just feel it. Like, when I go to the clubs, I feel your energy. I feel the people that really love what I'm doing. And then I feel the hate from other people that really can't answer certain questions about it, though. And the people that disown people that don't do what they want them to do, if somebody wants to get it and the other person doesn't and the other person takes all the precautions, I'm talking like, I fucking wear double masks. I fucking... tell every club, you know, yo, what's up? I didn't get it. Is that cool? Like, I fucking sit back. I do all this shit. Like, I say I don't want to do a meet and greet. The people are like, let's do it. We do it outside. It's always 6 feet. I say, yo, can you give me some space? People are like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, well, I want it. I take all the vitamins, the minerals. I fucking get vitamin drips. I'm doing what I'm doing. I go out in the sun. I fucking walk. You know, I try to fucking get that exercise. I've been trying to eat right. I don't fucking smoke. I'm not out here doing fucking drugs. I'm not out here doing fucking crack. I'm not drinking. You know, I'm doing what I believe I have to do. And I'm keeping my fucking distance. But people invite me to things and I say, yo, what's up? If they get weird about it, I say, okay, and then they'll say, no, it's cool. Just, you know, and that's fine. But I'm not fucking duplicitous. I could be duplicitous. It's very easy to be. Very fucking easy to be. What am I trying to tell you? I'm going to react to the video of Sean Penn on CNN talking about that Vizzle.
So for Gaslit, the production, you made a lot of headlines because, and help me understand this, I guess some folks needed to be vaccinated, but not the entire production. And yeah. You said what? Explain that to us.
So they have what's called Zone 1. And Zone 1 is anybody that works close to actors. So actors are protected. But if a stagehand is working alongside a stagehand who is not protected, then they can get sick. I didn't want to feel complicit in something that was just taking care of one group and not the other. And I do believe that everyone should get vaccinated. I believe it should be mandatory, like turning your headlights on in a car at night.
Sean Penn, one of our greatest actors of all time, a guy that is punk rock, a guy that invented multiple archetypes that then people that have become stereotypes that came from his brain, Spicoli being the first one, but so many more. Fucking Carlito's Way, that character, just at close range. You know, there's so many. He started the mold that people copy. Completely punk rock. Fuck the man. Fuck the man. That's what I would think when I think of Sean Penn. Fuck the man. Like, he's fuck the man. Is saying that he thinks the Vizzle should be mandatory. Let's say that again. I equate him with, like, you know, a more, you know, able to work the system, like Sid Vicious type. Sid Vicious was like completely punk rock, literally. Sean Penn is, to me, like that, a Basquiat, but who can maneuver within the corporate system. Okay, like, if you want to have a production that's all Vizzle, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. I believe that you should have that, and you should that the whole right. That is your, in fact, I'm telling you, that's your playground, and those are the rules in your playground, okay? So it's your ball, it's your bat, and it's your playground, and it's your game, and it's your schedule, and it's your league. So if the production that he wants to be on, and a lot of the productions, let's just say it's one big streamer, and they all want it to be that way, in order to do that, you got to do that, that's fair. I don't agree with it, but I think it's fair. If they took a Democratic vote and people felt more people should, they'd feel safe, then do it. And then the people who aren't have to decide whether they want to, you know, if they're eligible to play in that playground, they you know, it's up to them to decide whether they want to do it or not. But don't, you can't take over the whole town now. That this is a sector, okay? But I'm getting a whole town vibe here. It's much more, I'm getting a world vibe, a country vibe, a world vibe. But, like, I'm fine with that, but that's in your land. That's over there. There's a big stretch of fucking dirt we're all standing on here. So we're all, you know, there's a lot of people with the Vizzle that are fine with people with the non-Vizzle. And there's a lot of people with the unvisible are fine with people with the Vizzle. There's a lot of people unvisible that are like, yo, you're a shedder. Do you know that? There's a ton of people that are saying that. Ton of people that are saying that. But they still, like, fuck with them. They're like, yeah, it's cool. I know tons of people who are like, fucking, like, yeah, that's fucking. Tons of people go back and forth and aren't crazy with it. But there are zealots. And online, it seems like there's more. I don't know how many there are in terms of life, but in terms of what I've been seeing, people have been pretty reasonable. But it's these figureheads that are putting these pictures and images out of, like, yo, that's just pot stirring. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, you should get a mandatory. It's like driving your car at night. Okay, what? Driving your car at night with headlights on. So you're saying a person that is unvisled is as dangerous. You're basically saying you're putting that other person at risk because you're taking a murder weapon, which is a car, and you're driving it on a dark road, and you could hit a person who hopefully is not walking in the street, but people are allowed to cross the street. If you went on the sidewalk, that would be the car's fault. Yes, you should have your lights on at night. Yes. Let's start there. So a person walking around that doesn't have the V is the equivalent to a killer car. But then people who have the V also have given the V to other people with the V and people without the V. So the person that got hit by the car fucked the car up. The car was driving, its lights were on. The person fucking stood there and the car dented and the person's leg was fine. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if that was 100% foolproof, then it's not a problem. Just put everybody in fucking un-V land then. I'm fine with that. I'm fucking fine with that. I take my precautions. Put all V in V land and let's just test the results. Let's see who's getting sick, what variants are coming. I'm all for that if it's going to get to that. I'll take my fucking chances. I will take my fucking chances. Okay? And I will fucking call up and get some fucking Biber Schmeckmim. You know what I'm saying? Can't say it. But that's not weird. Schmiver Pectin. Okay? So if you can prove that every person without it and talks to a person with it and that person is at risk, when I'm seeing these statistics and looking at them on websites that I guess you're not going to accept. I guess some of them are Reuters. They're not all fucking Alex Jones, who also has a lot of, he's had a lot of fucking things right. But if you even say that, which is crazy, like, People, so the problem is people say one thing and it kills people's opinion of someone if they did one thing. Okay? That's like, you know, I always tell, how can I say this in a way? Steve Jobs was an asshole. That's what people say. He was an asshole. He was a tyrant. He was terrible. Okay. You got the iPhone? You got the iPhone? If I have to say anything more, then you're fucking not worthy to watch the rest of this because you don't have the brain power. Yes, he should be better and more fucking compassionate, I guess, when he was building and fucking disrupting the world that we all are touched by him. But maybe he was under a little bit of stress. I'm willing to forgive him that he was fucking mean and tyrant because I used the iPhone. And if I heard those people's stories, I'm sure I'd feel bad. But I bet, guess what? I bet they have an iPhone. People want to go to heaven, but they don't want to die. They want good things. They want to die on a fucking merry-go-round. Oh, see? This is the government. Kidding.
What is it?
But obviously that's not going to happen tomorrow. And yet, at least it can happen in some areas. And businesses, a lot of businesses are starting to take the lead on that. So I'll go back to Gaslit. I'll go back when I can be assured that the 100% of the crew has gotten vaccinated.
Has that resolved?
So let me tell you this. So Sean Penn, again, I'm starting from a place of absolute respect and love for his art. But if he ever saw this video, he would probably hate me. And I don't know if I want to put it out because of that. So, hey, man, it's my way or the highway. So all the people that are vaxxed, all the people that with the V, and if you agree with Sean, all the people that aren't V'd, you're off. So you're getting bullied in the either doing it, regardless if you have a health condition or concerns or anything, you bullied into doing it or you're fucking fired. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting. That's, you know, get it or you're fucking fired. But yet there's all this evidence saying that so many people with it give it to other people that have it. It's called breakthrough cases.
Yeah, but they won't end up in the hospital on a fucking vent.
Were you on a vent before? I delivered soup to a motherfucker that kept telling me that. The motherfucker was as healthy as fuck. Then what did he get? The sniffalinos. Who brought him the fucking soup? Me. The guy was less sick than I was. I apparently didn't have it. And he's like, if I didn't have it, I'd be on a vent. Okay. Well, if you ate fucking Taco Bell, you'd shit your brains out. Okay. How do you know? Were you on a vent before? The thing is that people were traveling. All of this shit was all over the place before. All over. And they weren't fucking doing that anyway. Then they get it. Then they get sick. Then they go, well, if I didn't, my dick. And if you had another fucking inch, she would call you back. Like, I don't get that logic at all.
I believe they've resolved something. And my understanding is that a lot of this comes from weak leadership in some of the unions.
Wow. Now he just took a shot there. Weak leadership in some of the unions. I just said son of the unions. I did that movie. I mean, I don't know who he's yapping on. I'm not going to talk about fucking what union it is. I hope, you know, IATSE or Teamster or whatever. It's weak leadership. So now if you don't demand your fucking guys who are doing the lights, DPs, cameras, DGA, which is going full mandatory, by the way. And I've talked to 3 people in the DGA that were like, I fucking hate that. That's happening. Just letting you know that they've told me that. Sorry, not everybody's happy. And I'm like, don't have to do it. Don't do it. Just wait. No, I got to fucking eat. But they have money, but they want to make more money. Okay. So now some of the union leaders are weak. That's a direct shot. That's a fucking across the bow. And I'm trying to be respectful here. You know, so that's very disrespectful because their beliefs don't line up with Mr. Penn's. So they're weak leaders. Yo, dude. I don't know which union he's talking about, but that's the bread and butter of our fucking business. I don't care if it's a fucking porn, Gaslit, a fucking $25 million movie or $180 million movie. We all, it's the crew. The crew fucking is the movie. If the crew ain't good and the crew ain't happy, guess what? You ain't gonna look good. It ain't gonna be executed good. We all know this. So far, it's his way or the highway. So that's gonna be interesting because that's gonna come back to bite him. But I don't know if he cares. And again, He's also not on production right now, so he's holding up the job for people that want to fucking work. And maybe people with the Vizzle don't care if people don't have the Vizzle. They just want to work. But he's like, nah, I'm not doing it. But we should all do this to help our fellow man. But I ain't doing it. Do you know what I mean? There's levels to this shit. At some point, somebody has to take an L and go, good point there. You're right. I'm being a little selfish here, but it's for my health, which I'm 60 and I have abs and I've always been in sick shape and I smoke like a motherfucker. I mean, there's levels here. There's levels here. There's levels here. Who's going to tell you this? Why am I telling you this?
Concerned about fringe constituencies within and not concerned enough about common sense.
Sean Penn just said some of the unions have some weak leaders that are worried more about fringe. That makes us feel good. Sense. Okay. What's common sense? I don't know. Do you know why I don't walk in the 405? Because I like my face. Do you know why I never tried heroin? Because I don't want to be addicted to heroin. I think common sense would be not doing a fucking... I think base jumping comes with a high level of skill and expertise, but I wouldn't consider that common sense because one false move and you can die. I don't know if it's worth the risk of that euphoria to potentially die unless I was knew it incredibly well and I was really good at it. I can get the same feeling from jerking off in a cup. I'm fine. I don't need to fucking jump 300 feet and look like a flying fucking squirrel, a sugar glider. I could fucking just jerk off in a cup, or I could fucking maybe put on an Oculus or rent one for $8 in an hour and get that same euphoria, or I could just have a really good cup of coffee. But that's me. So where's the common sense here? I'm not taking a shot at base. I mean, what I'm saying is common sense. Is it common sense to go in on something has that as soon as you get it, most people get fucking so fucking sick? Is it common sense to talk to a bunch of people and who got the first shot and go, I didn't go back for my second? Is it common sense to just get 3 out of 10 people going who did get it? Don't get it. Fuck it. I wish I didn't. Is it common sense if you question why you can't question it? Is it common sense to put something in your fucking body that you can never sue the companies for ever in infinity, that there's no fucking ingredients for, that you have to hunt on the internet to get them all? Is it common sense just to believe that all of the fucking unfortunate deaths, terribly unfortunate deaths, were all exactly attributed to this? And there was no enough for reporting about fucking, when there's videos out there saying if a person comes in and farts himself to death and he has COVID, it's a COVID death. If a person comes in and choked on 5 dildos and he can't breathe, it's a COVID death. That's just, you can look that up. And it's not on the fucking fringe constituency site. This shit is on fucking mainstream sites, man. Go to fucking VAERS. Go to the Harvard report. For, let's say, 12,000. They're saying it's fucking 5 times that. So whatever's being reported, if you trust Harvard, there's at least 60,000 fucking deaths from this. Maybe. Okay, let's just say 30 to 60. 60,000. If you heard 60,000, let's just say you heard 30,000 people died because they got the Vizzle. Would you think twice? You bet your fucking cock you would. Because when you heard 2 people had that shit in fucking Oklahoma, you were like, I ain't leaving my house. Exactly. But that's not being told to you. And when you do find it, you're a psychopath and you're a fringe player. So I think common sense is looking at something and going, boom, weighing both sides. You know, I want to sell my house. Did I make enough money? Will I have a place to live? What's the pro list? What's the con list? I want to fucking eat this burrito. What's the pro list? What's the con list? The pro list is I'll feel good and there'll be euphoria for 40 minutes and then I'll add the con and I'll feel fat. My diet gets pushed back again. Like, everything is a fucking yin-yang, right? So to just say if you don't do it, you have no common sense is fucking absolutely, unequivocally fucking the most uncommon sense phrase you can say. Jump in blindly, guys. jump in.
Here at CNN, at the, you know, what I consider to be the headquarters in New York City.
No.
A mandatory vaccine.
That's also cocky.
Affiliated with a law firm in Philadelphia. There is a mandatory
vaccine. Okay. I'm a CNN, the headquarters of New York City. That's just fucking sucking your own D. No, it's not. There's a lot of other fucking news outlets that feel that they're the fucking head of New York. There's also fucking restaurants and fucking it's a lot of places that feel that they're the center of New York City. Okay. The Time Warner building. Okay. That might be where they are actually. So, all right. But okay, there's a mandatory vaccination policy at CNN, he said. Okay, if this was so mandatory, and if,
hey man, hey, get out there and do it, man.
If Bizzle Billy over there, B Bizzle, B Bides, why is the White House mandatory to get it? Do you know that? According to, I believe it was Reuters, someone fact checked me on this, White House staff. It is not mandatory for them to get the Vizzle.
Hey, man, get out there and get... Hey, man. Hey, you get my coffee? Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't have to have it, man.
The fuck? Dude. Stop. Stop, please. This is fuck. Stop it. Stop it now. I'm not... Stop it. Come on. Stop it. Can't be. This can't be. Come on, bro. Who's paying? 3 days ago, Moderna, they said there's all this heart inflammation. Just heart inflammation in some people. Do you want to take that chance? Yo, dude, take this. There's a chance your heart could fucking be inflamed. I don't want that shit. That's up to you, though. Yo, fly on this airline, but the 6 o'clock flight, I know you got to get home to your wife. The 6 o'clock flight is the one flight where 20% of the people have experienced heart inflammation. Do you want to take that flight? Some people will. Other people won't. I wouldn't call the people that didn't want to take that flight because they could have heart inflammation, not common sense. I would consider them cautiously critiquing.
Entrenched in a kind of radical libertarianism and an identity of politic that has sort of perversely turned this issue into something that forgets that in the United States of America, in our entire history, it's all based on being independent because we understand interdependency. The entire history of successful things in this country.
You know, there's definitely people that are making this shit political, but it's also just a lot of people that, like, don't fucking trust the fucking fluid that's going in their deltoid. You can use these words of radical libertarianism and Bernie fucking Madoffism or whatever the fuck you want to say, congresswomanism. People just are tripped out about that fucking fluid going into their deltoid. We are dependent, but we're not, because the rich fucking make the poor fucking get them their fucking bread every day. There's people up there, big fat slobs who are fucking rich that never share, that are completely independent and are interdependent off the fucking workers. And it's like the fucking Matrix, and they're fucking sitting there like Neo, hooked up to a system, come out bald and white and didn't realize they're feeding the big fucking machine. Oh, I went there.
And if we're going to continue with successful things, if we're going to take some of the great lessons that have been learned in the last year, some of the extraordinary movements, the, you know, you look at George Floyd, all of what's happening societally, if we're going to take the good parts of that and move it forward, we're going to do it interdependently. And I think vaccination is the beginning of that, given that it's such a threat now to business, to lifestyle, to life.
It's a threat. There's people fucking down at the beach playing volleyball without the Vizzle that are screaming sunshine, vitamin D, oregano oil, and, you know, being fucking cautious. I'm not talking about the lady licking knobs at fucking Whole Foods. That's a fringe constituency, right? And she can believe whatever she wants. I'm not going to touch that knob. And then there's people with one jab, two jab, fucking third booster, walking up to those people living their life away from them going, who are sick going, it's because of you. You didn't fucking catch yours and my fucking eyeballs out. Like, you were fucking playing volleyball with me 3 weeks ago. Then you went and fucking got the fucking jizz. And now I'm the piece of shit. We've lost our mind.
I'm a great respecter of individual liberties. I respect the Gadsden flag. But this is not a seatbelt. You know, if you choose not to wear a seatbelt, I wish you'd wear a seatbelt. You're going to add to my insurance premiums if you get effed up in an accident.
Right.
But this is different. This is you running the risk of contaminating everybody else in society.
Everyone in society? Yes, you're right. But then you have to say that to people with the double V, because they have been contaminating people in society. That's why we are all like, what the fuck is going on? You gotta say the other side to that coin. There's a head and there's a tail. You run the risk of poisoning society when fucking there's people that have gotten it and are poisoned society. So we're like, what the fuck? There's reports coming out saying the new fucking 22 Vizzle, the fucking boost ain't that helpful with it. So by the time that comes around, people are going to be like, fuck, I need a new Vizzle. And then you're going to be like, what the fuck, man? It's not making sense. You can't fucking say that if every case was that. And don't say, well, it's just a little bit. That's bullshit. It's not just a fucking little bit.
You know, I have some areas of strong belief in the Second Amendment. But I think that you need to recognize how, you know, with something like this, you can't go around pointing a gun in somebody's face, which is what it is.
So if you don't have the Vizzle, you're pointing a gun in someone's face. Nothing fucking inflammatory about that. That's not going to cause fucking pushback or... Nah, it's fucking very calm, cool, collective conversation. Well, we got it! We're at the wall! What do you mean we're at the wall? I see so many fucking people on planes jammed up. I pray to God they don't fucking have it. Some lady coughing. She's like, I've been vaxxed, coughing her face off. Like, I know so many great, like, thinkers, fucking anarchists that are like just fucking going in and not even for a minute going, yo, what's going on here? And that's fucking weird. It's like that fucking scene in Jackie Brown where Robert De Niro couldn't do the fucking caper. Sam Jackson's like, what happened to you, man? You used to be beautiful. You see that fucking pain leave his eyes, and then the survivor came over him and he fucking puts two in him, which is fucked up. That's just a fucked up moment in that movie. It's such a fucked up movie. It's such a great movie. This, that part in cinema history of like a relationship that changed in 1 minute, that scene, 30 seconds. And that's what I feel like is happening. Like all these people that I really respect, I don't respect them any less creatively or any of that stuff, but I'm questioning their mind. And so I'm wondering if they're on the take. Are they shilling it? Is it all part of the, you know, reverse plot? Or are they just really drinking that tea? I'm trying to still be polite, you know? Arrogance, guys. In my opinion, humble opinion, arrogance is the fucking cancer of this fucking world. I hate it. I see it all amongst our world. It's why Harvey Weinstein was the fucking head of Hollywood, and now he's just fucking rotten in a fucking 8x10. Arrogance and people not being checked and complicity. A lot of people that know, and everything's gotta be the source you consider the source. I'm not a fucking doctor, far from it. I try to interview well-informed people. I interviewed a fucking nurse who's on the front lines, amazing reception. It's, of course, people still come, try to shit on them. Somebody's a fucking cat meme. If you're in a comment, like, I want to sue you. Like, here's what, social media is so fucked. Like, people should have accountability. I want to make a platform where I know your fucking address. I know your phone number, because people won't do it. They won't have the balls to hide. They're hiding. People came at this fucking wonderful nurse who's so physical. He's a fucking black belt. He's healthy. He fucking stresses his stuff, says everything. He says, oh, yeah, all this stuff is real, but it's like there's a lot of other stuff they're not talking about. It pisses people off. They get mad at my friend who's a chiropractor who I argue with all the time, but I never question his fucking health advice. This motherfucker is 57 years old, and that motherfucker, he lives in a boner. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy, he's as healthy as an ox. You have coffee with the guy, he's got a boner. I mean, he's just a fucking healthy guy. That blood's flowing everywhere because of the nutrients and all the stuff he's saying. And I'm not trying to be a hippie. What I'm trying to say is just do what you do. Feel good. And if society tells you you're a fucking demon, take all the precautions. And if society tells you you're a fucking scumbag, you know, you got to do what you got to do. It's up to you whether you want to fucking go underground, go overground, stay on your ground. It's going to get fucking ugly out there. But to think that let's get this done so life will go back to normal is a lie. Life is not going to go back to what it was.
Forget about that. That's a fucking wrap. Just fucking make peace with it. We're going to go more online, more in VR, more fucking AI. Fucking, do you think it's any fucking coincidence that on the same morning that Mark Zuckerberg slowly talked about the metaverse in Facebook, which didn't get a huge amount of press, but enough that Elon dropped the fucking robot apocalypse on us without ever talking about it? Priming. There's going to be so much automation, so much like all that stuff. And I'm here for it. It's going to get a little dicey. I'm here for it. But a lot of people are going to be displaced. That can be you, me, anyone. You got to fucking look at this from the whole side, man. I hate to do this, but I was Randy. Do you think he knows the rules? Do you think I got hired for that role because I'm fucking not a fucking crazy paranoid, like observing everything? Maybe I wasn't acting. Guys, if you like it, watch, subscribe, smash, comment, whatever you want. I don't even care. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.